So what do you got going on? What's in your world? Other than ready to fight chicks out there.
Not so much. I feel like I've been really busy lately. Just working hard, you know, trying to get things done.
Yeah.
Not so much. I don't know. I feel like I keep listening to like self-help people lately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You were trying to keep that a secret?
No,
that's my
like
first time hearing about this.
I didn't know this would be something that you feel triggered.
I don't feel triggered. I just feel now recently informed. Have you talked to me about, you talk about all sorts of stuff you listen to. You tell me all sorts of ridiculous stories that I listen to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what?
Well, no, it's not like I've actively been seeking it out. Like
they've been finding you.
it's kind of like, you know, you put things out in the universe and then they like come back around when you're ready for them. It's like the universe is helping me. So I guess I was feeling like I wanted, you know, like a little guidance. Like I was like, I wanted to level up, right?
Yeah.
Just get like, you know, start making my bed in the morning, you know, like get my shit together type of thing. You know,
yeah.
It's time to like
feel
a little more grown up.
Finally getting your Jordan Peterson on.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
So like
Jordan Peterson finally breaking through.
Exactly. So but I think I'm just taking more notice of like self-help people out there, you know, like David Goggins started popping up in my Facebook cuz
yeah.
Facebook probably knew before I knew that I was ready
you
for
were
this.
You were ready to pop.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you ready to level up?
Yeah.
They were like, "Oh my god, she just commented about tank tops. Once she gets that tank top, she's going to consider it a muscle shirt." She's ready.
She's ready, yeah.
She's ready. The algorithm saw that you were ready.
Yeah.
So, all these, so what's the deal? Who's your favorite self-help? Who's helping yourself the best?
I do like David Goggins.
Yeah?
Because he's just like, you know, you only need a little bit of him every day. He's just like,
he's too much.
Yeah, so you only need
David
a little
Goggins
bit.
Is too, he's too much for himself.
Yeah.
He's killing himself.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Like so if you don't know who David Goggins is, he's this black guy. That is, it's just like, you know, if you know what my face looks like, you multiply that times 1,000 and that's his intensity.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's an intense dude.
Yeah.
And bald, black guy, super muscular, you know, looks like a scared straight program director.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, he's an intense guy
mm-hmm.
and runs marathons, but he takes his body to the extreme.
Yeah,
he pushes
every time.
It too hard.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but he's also.
He was so jacked up, he had to, like, do yoga just to be able to, like, sit down. Like, he was, like, you know, like.
Yeah, but see, I think what he's doing, which is something that I appreciate.
Yeah.
He's showing what the human can do if it pushes itself to the extreme.
Yeah.
You don't have to do what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But you can get your shit together.
You can do a little bit more than you're doing.
Yeah. You can level up.
Level up.
You can level up.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So. That's basically what he's doing. He's showcasing the world, like, I can prove to you that you can level up. Look at me.
Yeah.
I was a dweeby black dude.
He's fat, too. Soft.
A fat, soft, veal-like, dweeby, you know, black dude with the that grew up in the hood.
Dropped
but
out of school.
Yeah.
Like
dropped out but wasn't cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like he was
sad,
a dweeby. Yeah, it was a sad story.
Became a pest. Fumigator, like, what's it called?
I don't know.
You know, he was like the guy that came to your house
to kill
cockroaches.
Like an Orkin man. Fuck.
Yeah.
Man, they stole that.
Yeah.
They
Orkin
stole,
man.
Like, what is the word for that? I want to say pest detector, but that's not what that's not it.
I'm like an investigator,
a pest investigator. He became a David Goggins pest investigator. Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. What is it? What is that thing? Whatever. But no, it's and I appreciate that. I appreciate anybody out there showing the world what humans can do if you put your nose to the grindstone and pushed.
Uh-huh.
Right? I take credit for all the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like every time I see humans do some shit, I'm like, yeah, that's what we can do. That's like, you know, like when Usain Bolt obliterated the 100 record.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, man, humanity, we're crushing it. We are crushing it as a people, as a species.
Yeah.
Look what we just did.
That's
Look
your
how
team.
How fast we just ran.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm team human, especially when we use some cool shit. I take credit for all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. I think that's why I'm not a hater.
Yeah. Because you celebrate with everybody.
Yeah,
because
it's like,
victories.
Fuck yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
A perfect 10 in gymnastics. We can do that.
Yeah.
Look at, we did that.
Yeah.
You know, it's I'm down with it all. I'm down with it all. That's like, yeah, okay, we fucking elected a reality TV star. Okay, cool. We did that. We can do that.
We're down
we
with
can
that.
Do that. We can do that. I'm cool. Let's give him a shot. Let's give him a shot. Right? I'm that guy. I'm like, I'm not a natural hater.
Yeah.
Like I'm kind of a, you know, I want to celebrate everybody's victories because I want to take some of it.
That's how you deal with it.
Yeah,
huh?
I'm siphoning.
That seems healthier. That seems very supportive.
Yeah, it makes me it makes my ego grow without hurting anybody, you know, because every victory that someone celebrates, I get to take some of that for my self-esteem, too.
But then I have to live with you.
Yeah. And you're out there choking bitches. Mm-hmm. You know, winning tournaments, and I'm like, yeah, look what we're doing, man. We're out there, we're out there on the mat choking bitches, man.
Yeah. No, so I was also listening to Hotep Jesus, and I wanted to hate him so much.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Then he started talking about self-help, and I was like, ah.
Yeah, he's you're just like all these intense dudes. Maybe I need to dial back my intensity. I think you're way too infatuated with intense black men right now. And I don't know if I appreciate it. Yeah, so this is all Joe Rogan stuff. So, yeah, Hotep Jesus, another weird dude. I saw some of that, man. His eyes are open too wide for me.
Yeah, I was glad I wasn't watching it.
I
was having like flashbacks to, like,
yeah,
when
I showed,
saw
yeah,
it.
I showed
and I was
you
like,
that.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I was like, look how wide this man's eyes are open. Yeah. Like, what an insanely open eye he has.
That's such a weird thing. And it's so true. It's the only way to describe it.
And it's funny because he had to keep making references.
Applying eye drops.
Yeah, but he had to keep. That would be funny if he did have to keep applying like spray and eye drops. Like every time he reached his hand up, it was something bigger. You know, just like a different. You know, but no, he had to keep kind of referencing his masculinity and the fact that he was straight.
Yeah.
Because when you have your eyes that open as a, that's a gay face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like look, watch this. This is regular face.
Regular face.
This is eyes wide open. Right, this gay face. That's like, look, I didn't even move in a direction yet. Right? Watch what happens if I like. So I'll swivel my neck from one side to the other. See, I'm just moving from one side to the other, mm-hmm. like that. I'm just moving my head from one side to the other as I'm talking. No mm-hmm. big deal, right? Now I'm gonna do it with my eyes wide open. Ready? Ready? Now I'm moving from side to side. I'm even talking different. Listen to me. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's a ridiculous look to go around with as a straight man.
Yeah.
Because like he has to keep like fending off like perceptions of homosexuality because he just looks so much the part.
Yeah.
He dresses the part.
Yeah.
He's a fashionably dressed man. He wears tight clothing.
Yeah.
His t-shirt. So, okay, listen. When I wear a t-shirt, it is form-fitting, but I wouldn't call it tight. Right? It's loose enough so you can see. If I lift up, you can see down my sleeve.
Uh-huh.
Right? You see that hole? There's a gap.
Yep.
Right? That gap right there, the smaller that gap gets, right, the less straight you are. Fashionably.
Fashionably,
right?
Okay.
That's just if your regular
that's
shirt
science,
are
people.
Gapless. Yeah. So he's out there wearing gapless t-shirts.
With wide eyes.
And like the kind of like t-shirts where you can like see nipples and like the you know, this dude, you can't be doing that. Your eyes are too wide. Your eyes are too wide open.
He wants to be him.
Yeah, I mean he's I think what he's trying to do is put off this perception of being like plugged in.
Yeah.
Like he gets it, he's deep.
Yeah.
You know. Which I guess people buy. Maybe I got to do something with my eyes.
Wide open?
I don't know. They're pretty intense.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm taking advantage of all this intense God-given eyes I have.
Oh, yeah. You got to use your attributes, right? I feel like that's what we've been learning this week, too. You got to use your attributes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing you learn in jiu-jitsu on a regular basis is that whatever your body is, you can use it to your advantage. You can use it to your opponent's disadvantage.
Yeah.
Whatever your body type is.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you are. Short arms, long legs, short legs, big head, small head. You know, it's like you can do something with what you have that they can't do.
Yeah. It's always a strength. It's always a strength.
You know, there's a guy who is a world-class grappler who wins grappling tournaments who has one arm.
Yeah.
Like, he has two arms, but his he has one hand.
Yeah.
I think his left hand, like, it kind of, like, tapers off at the forearm. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like, the forearm tapers off naturally.
Yeah.
His just keeps going.
That'd be so weird to wrestle against at first. You'd, like, grab and, like, just be, like...
Yeah, because he can stick it in places.
Yeah. Because
there's no fit. There's no hand to block.
Yeah,
so he can, like, wedge
tiny
it.
Tiny little holes.
Yeah. Yeah, and it probably is a little creepy.
Yeah.
It's probably for a split second when he's, like, trying to... You know, like squeeze that thing between your arms and your neck.
Yeah.
Like part of you goes, ugh. You know? And yeah, like when you do that, he gets it in deeper. Yeah. Every advantage. Everybody's body is an advantage. Your creepiness is an advantage as well.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that is using your body as an advantage is super important, man. You got to get in there and do that. That's like my mantra in life, basically. And it's weird that, you know, you find ways to, I mean, because you are a human, you have insecurity, so you find ways to see faults in some of these things that could be used as traits, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get weirded out, but it makes me uncomfortable that people can sometimes be uncomfortable with me on sight.
Yeah.
Or feel intimidated. I don't want anybody to feel intimidated by me. And, like, knowing that that's something that my face is doing, like, my face changes the context of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's like I can't even. So it's a little different if I'm in person because I make a lot of communication efforts to let people know exactly what I'm saying. So when I say something typically in person, people aren't able to misrepresent it.
Uh-huh.
But in print, like online, like people read that, think of my face, and like, no, the fuck he did not just, you know. And just,
sometimes, you know, I get mad at your text messages.
Yeah, and it's just.
And then I'm like, settle down. I'm like, oh, I don't think he
Yeah, you're seeing, like, and you're seeing the loving face of the three children, the father of your three children. And you're like, motherfucker. You know, I do nothing but love and support you, right?
Yeah, but with that face.
Yeah, but the face without me being able to, like, explain it through action nonstop. That's what I feel like I'm doing. I feel like I'm nonstop trying to, like, make excuses, like, or, like, make up for my face. Like, that's my dance in life. Like, everybody has, I guess everybody has a dance in life that they feel like they have to play that makes, whatever you're dancing around is an insecurity.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, okay, I get it. You know, like, you think I'm fat, I'm overweight, you think I'm going to sit down and break your chair, I get it. So, think about that dance they have to play. Every time they sit down on somebody's chair when they go to someone's house, they have to do it in a way to let that person know that it's not going to break. And that they know that it's not going to break. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, You see it. You see it happen. They make all sorts of comments.
Yeah.
Like, fat people would be like, oh, man, I love these types of chairs. These are the types of chairs that hold me up. Ha ha. It was a joke. I make a lot of jokes. I can sit down. Trust it. Trust this, okay? You know, don't worry. We're good.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, everybody has a dance.
Yeah.
It's just, when can you stop dancing and realize nobody cares?
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, yeah.
You go ahead. Because you had a dance.
Yeah.
You know, you're afraid to use your strength sometimes against opponents.
Yeah.
Training partners more, not competition opponents.
Right.
But training partners, you're hesitant to use your God-given strength at times.
Yeah.
Because that's the dance you have to walk in the world.
Yeah.
Or dance in the You dance a walk or walk a dance?
Oh, I dance a walk.
You dance a walk?
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? No. It's
yeah.
So then that becomes, because that's something that you have to navigate in one area, you take that insecurity into other areas, and you don't even realize that you have an insecurity around that. You just think you're being careful.
I don't want to baby Huey the world.
Yeah, but it's maybe you should baby Huey the world. But that's I think that's what we're learning.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You gotta.
You can't hide from it. You can't, you're not going to get away from it, so you might as well embrace it.
You got to do it. You got to go out there and use your full grip. That's how we'll learn whether or not fucking these iPhones actually have structural integrity. You know what I mean? Like, people like you out there just, like, squeezing them apart with, like, nope, they got to be stronger, dude. They got to be stronger. Yeah. We need you to fuck. That's why we're getting all this flimsy shit now. You know, because my natural grip is just so delicate.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not out there strength testing products.
And that's why the world is out there getting so soft, because you're not being intense with the world.
Oh, I'm being intense with the world. Trust me. They are largely responding to my intensity. They're like, oh, no, we got to go the other way. We got to go the other way. We need to soften up a bit. No borders, maybe.
This guy loves borders.
Yeah, he's got a border face. That's funny, because I do have a border face.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when I stand outside of places, people always come to me like, is it okay if I go in here? It's so crazy.
Gatekeeper. You would be a gatekeeper in, like, an old story, like a old Roman story. You'd be the guy that, they had to answer the riddle to get through the gate.
Yeah. I do. I have riddle face.
Yeah.
I have riddle meanness face. That's why everybody's always confused, because I speak in such plain language, but I have riddle face.
He's
they're like, what did he just pull on me? Because I feel like I got that.
I get to pass.
Yeah. No, it's funny, because there are people, you know, like, if you're big,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're a big guy, you know, big in any direction, if you're super tall, you're wide, you're a big fat guy, you stand outside of a place, people can assume you're the bouncer,
uh-huh.
right? It's like, nobody assumes I'm the bouncer.
But you have authority over right? the door.
It's like they assume
I don't know why.
I'm some inspector that came by to check the place, and the place didn't pass inspection, and I'm closing it down now with my face.
Definitely like came to end all the fun.
Yes.
This guy is here to make sure there's no more fun.
Cease the fun. The face is here. Border face is here. Man.
We just have to send you down to the border. Everybody will go back. All the immigrants will go back. They'll be like, guys, we can't.
Whoa, because you have border jackness, though. You have border arms, right?
I'm an enforcer.
Yeah, you got some border biceps. Like, that's why you thought that lady wanted to fight you at the park. That's why you were like, okay, this bitch wants to try it. All right. Gotta let her know, I guess. You know, you were ready to go. You didn't get to train tonight. You were like, this is it. I'll get my work in real quick.
Yeah,
I mean, but that's something you're concerned about, right? You're like,
yeah.
You know, you're worried. Like, what? How does that feel, by the way? As this is to Jack Dateline. No, but seriously, what does that insecurity feel like? Walking around, feeling like you knock over women.
Well, you know, it is something that, like, you know, when I was younger, for a little bit, some girls tried to start calling me Mansley, and I really didn't like it.
Oh, that hit you right on the insecurity.
Yeah.
Wait, was that already an insecurity, or was that kind of like the origin story to your insecurity?
No, I think it was already an insecurity. Like, part of me never felt like, because, like, it's like, it, like, ties into that, like, that wish to be fancy. Like, I never felt very fancy. Like, you know, like, there's some girl.
Because you're too big.
Parts.
You're too big to be fancy.
Like a bull in a china shop. Like, I, you don't get everything, right? Like, I realize there's some things that you have to sacrifice for, you know.
The things that you have.
The things you have.
How old were you when they started calling you Mansley?
In high school.
In high school?
Mm-hmm.
So you were knocking over. But you were knocking over bitches. You were knocking over bitches by that point, right?
Yes.
So why were they, like, in what context were they calling you Mansley?
We're doing some sport, And I think there was talk about, like,
it was tennis, and you kept knocking over your opponent. You kept checking, like, shoulder checking bitches at the net.
There was like a butt muscle check, like how muscly is your butt?
Oh wow, this
and
is getting
my butt was
real
muscly.
Mean girls.
Wow,
I didn't realize this was gonna get so. Did they draw on your body parts with Sharpies as well?
No.
Wow, that's a okay. So, all right. I apologize. I talked over that. Can you re-describe this hot high school girl butt check that you were in? What? What? You guys are doing a hot high school girl butt check? That's what you called it, right? It's time for the hot high school girl butt check. Alphabetical order. Ainsley first. Touch, touch, touch. We're going to slide you down in order now by the M's, Mansley. No, but no. How did that even... Were you playing spin the bottle? How did that even happen?
I don't know.
Who decided? All right, time for a butt check. Let's see if let's see who's got it. Who's got the goods?
I don't know, but you obviously have not hung out with like a group of girls long enough. Like stuff like that happens all the time. I think
it's just like it's just so backwards because the butt that you had is the butt that you want for athletics.
Yeah.
Right, and they wanted like a.
Yeah, because it was like, I felt like it was like, you're doing like sprints or something, and like, I'd be faster than people, and then they'd be like, let me make you not feel so good. Like,
Hold on a
let's
second.
Let's make fun of your skill.
Let me check her butt. Hold on a second. Tap. Nope, that's not a regulation butt. That is not the right butt. She does not have the right butt for this. That's the wrong butt. That actually happened in the UFC.
What?
That literally happened in the UFC. So there are two female fighters, right?
Yes.
One is named Claudia Gadelha, right? Mm-hmm. The other one is Jessica Andrade.
Yeah.
Right? Jessica Andrade recently won the belt from Rose Namajunas.
Yeah.
She won the belt because she slammed her on her head like an animal.
Yeah.
You know, it was...
She broke her. Like, we were like, oh, my God, is she going to be okay?
There needs some context, too, because they're both fighting in the same weight class, but Jessica Andrade is clearly cutting more weight to make that weight than Rose Namajunas.
Yeah, she looks like a human with solid bones. Rose Namajunas looks like a bird bone human.
Yeah. I would say Rose Namajunas looks like an Ansley. Jessica Andrade looks like a Mansley. You know, is that fair? Is that fair? No, but Jessica, I mean, I would say Rose Namajunas is probably more petite than an Ansley, too.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But she's slight of frame,
yeah.
You know? And Rose Namajunas, she uses her attributes, her slightness of frame. If you can add good explosive muscle to that slight frame, you can move fast and be hard to hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she used that, and that's what she was.
Yeah.
And she was, Rose Namajunas, she was peppering that woman's face.
Yeah.
The whole entire fight. And then she kept getting in some grappling exchanges. And she made one mistake in one grappling exchange and ended up slammed on her head.
On her head.
Right? And then Claudia Gadelha was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Jessica Andrade is too strong for this weight class. Get her out of here.
Yeah. Get her out of here.
That's her claim. She's too strong for the weight class.
But if she made the weight, she made the weight.
That's how weight classes are designed.
Yeah. This isn't a strength bracket. Like, this is a weight class.
Yeah. Do you take this personally?
Yes. Leave that woman alone.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. It's not a strength bracket. It's a weight bracket.
Yeah.
She made the weight.
What are you talking about?
Also, you're a fighter.
Yeah. You don't get to say stuff like that.
Stop being a pussy.
Imagine if a guy said that.
No, she should be embarrassed.
Yeah.
And anybody who claims to be a fighter should not say stuff like that.
Yeah. Maybe it came out wrong. Maybe like...
Yeah, maybe she doesn't speak the language well. I mean, her name is Claudia Gadelha. No, she is. This is her second language.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know how else... What other point could she be making that is
so
what
she said?
Said,
and she needs to be kicked out of this weight class?
I mean, saying that she's... well, I added that for a dramatic flair. But she said she's too strong for the weight class.
Yeah.
I mean, when you do the math on the logic of that sentence.
Yeah.
She's saying get her out of here.
Yeah.
Too strong for the weight class means yeah. shouldn't be here.
Yeah. But what if she was like, oh, she's so strong. She's too strong for the weight class. Like, she's amazing. Like, what if she was like speaking in a weird accent? And
yeah, I don't know. I guess you're right. I didn't see the video. Were you gonna fact check me on everything here? What is happening right now? Good Lord.
Okay, Mr. Borders, listen, yeah, you wanna play that game?
Is it my face?
Yeah.
Is it my face? I'm just telling you what I heard and read. Goodness gracious. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't even know what can I say anything here? What is
that? It better be fact. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah. There are no facts anymore, man.
No.
It's all a hoax. I just hoaxed, I think. Was that a hoax?
I don't know. No, I don't know. But, like, yeah, that would be a get them out of here. That's crazy. Like, yeah, they're too tall for this weight class. Like, where does it stop, right?
Yeah.
They're too.
Nah, I get it. No, you killed my momentum on that subject. you did it. You put me to the fire.
I just got to, you know.
I melted.
I stood up for the ladies.
You did.
You know.
You want to stand? I got a lady. Did you look up any of that race hoax at Publix? The Publix race hoax with Erica and Eric?
Oh, no. Didn't look it up.
You got to check that out. Yeah. It's worth it. It's very much worth it. If you, man, you got to check it out.
Okay.
This chick, the way that, she thinks it's a slam dunk.
Yeah.
Right? So if you don't know this story, there's a woman, a rather large black woman with blonde hair, you know, kind of curvy, short blonde hair, you know, Cisco yeah. style.
Cisco.
Yeah.
Thong, 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 thong.
Yeah, she's Erica Thong. She's race hoaxing, you know, down in Alabama, Georgia, whatever, somewhere in the South. So basically what happened is some dweeby, like, Dilbert looking white Cuban, right?
Yeah.
Like a Caucasian Cuban, a dweeby looking Caucasian Cuban.
Yeah.
Maybe like 5'4 at best, 5'3, yeah. 5'4. Short guy. Wasn't a good week for short people that week.
No,
right?
Not a good week.
He sees this chick, Erica. She's in the express lane, 10 items or less, and she has double the amount of items. He has three items. He was going to go to that lane, ended up not going because she was there in line, and he just didn't feel like he could stand in line and not huff. So he ended up going to one of the empty regular lines, which were empty, by the way.
Empty.
He ends up getting finished before her, so yeah. much before her that he has time to go to customer service, right? Go to yep. customer service, complain, and say, hey, listen, that woman down there, look at that, no. The big Cisco, big Cisco guy. That woman down there has like 20 items in the express lane. Is there something you can do? And
yeah.
they said, no, but you can say something to her.
Yeah.
And he said, and he left the store, right? Completely left the store, got a breath of fresh air. Sunlight hit his skin. He's powered by the sun. We all know that about short people.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
short
obviously.
People are powered by the sun. He goes back because they're vegetables. They're not real. They're
like
not
little eggplants.
Yeah, they're vegetable people. Short people. Most of them are eggplants.
Yeah.
That's why their heads look like that.
Yeah, definitely.
They're all made by Elmer Fudd.
Mm-hmm. There's a little front basket.
Yeah, that's why they don't get tall enough. They're Elmer Fudd people. They're tiny Elmer Fudd vegetable people.
Yeah.
They're powered by the sun. He went out there. He felt the sunlight. He grew an inch. He grew 1 inch, and he was like, you know what? I'm going to go back in there and say something to that woman for being so disrespectful. He goes back in there and he says something to her.
She's
keep in
still
mind,
buying her
still
crochet.
In line. She's still in
There's
line. Say,
stuff,
oh my
lady.
God, dude, you won in life.
Yeah.
You just go.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to go back and say anything. So he goes back. She's in line and he points to the sign that says 10 items or less.
Mm.
He's like, and by the way, I know what he said because he ends up interrupting a press conference about himself later on. But he says to the lady,
this is not over.
It's not over.
No.
It's the most ridiculous. So he says to the lady, not to be rude, but and points to the sign all rudely. He didn't even finish it with words.
No, not to just be rude,
but just like made the face that that woman was making at Ainsley and pointed at the sign. When a man makes it, it's always wrong.
Yeah.
It's always contentious. You know. Anytime a man makes that face.
Okay.
Right?
You're going to have me out in the world. I'm glad you told me, because I'd be out in the world and a guy'd be making that face. I'd be like, I know, they're so cute.
So that would be hilarious. So like a man sees you in a tank top and he's like, you think you're tough, bitch? You think you're tough? And you're like, I know, they're so cute. And he's like, what? Yeah, you're like everything you do looks like you're flexing.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, they're so cute. Like, look at these muscles. Look at every direct. Oh, they're so cute. They're so cute. Look at my muscles. They're so cute. So he said, and now they flip it. Like, they get in a little heated exchange. In that exchange, he calls her a lazy bitch. And then later on, she goes to Facebook Live and starts doing a video where she's like doing this, you know, tearful. No, well, attempt at a cry confessional. Because it wasn't even tearful. If it was tearful, it'd be like, oh man, good on her. Like, look at her. She can she can make those tears happen. You know what I mean? Like, give her some credit. No, it was terrible. It was terrible acting. And you know, sometimes that's what bothers me the most.
Yeah.
The fact that you thought you could fool us with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ugh.
You're offended, huh?
I am offended.
You wanna police that. Your face is like, let's police that, Sydney.
It's like, don't you know that I am an artist? I am a performance artist, ma'am. And I find you're acting disrespectful to the craft.
She knows. We know you feel that way.
Yeah, I do feel that way. I do feel that way. I know my face doesn't say that,
yeah,
but that, like, that's who I am inside. My face is like, fuck this shit. Whatever. I'm better than this.
Yeah.
But inside, I'm like, I'm an artist. So she, I don't even know
cries.
Where
I was. Yeah. She tears.
Yeah,
on
she's
Facebook
having this
Live.
Like this fake thing. And she's like saying that she's saying like, and this white man was racist, and it's just like so ridiculous. It's like the way she can frame him in that context in such a derogatory manner around his race, while accusing him of being racist,
mm-hmm,
right? So it's she's so this is what I mean by that. So when she's describing that he came over to her, she's like, and this white man came over and started blah, 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 right? But it's like, this white man, it was like such a, like a you already.
Like, enough said.
Yeah,
enough,
you know what said. I mean?
It's a white man.
This white, like, we all know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's racist.
Like, it wasn't like his defining quality wasn't his whiteness. It was his shortness. Like, he was a short
dude. Most definitely.
Like, his, what he goes through life and he has to try to make up for all the time. Like,
yeah.
His, what his battle is, it's not about his whiteness. It's about, he's short.
He also has a very particular smarmy confidence that's worth note.
Okay.
You gotta watch the videos.
Okay.
This guy is fun. Like, yeah. I hope he becomes a sensation.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
I like Eric. I mean, I also think he's a douchebag. Yeah, he's like an oop.
Tattled.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a fucking tattletale.
Yeah.
He's a little fucking tattletale.
Yeah.
He's like the other thing that white men are.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's like, come on, can we get back to classifying white men in all the different categories we used to? Remember when we were doing that?
Now we're treating
Remember when
like
comedians
black
are like, the kind of white man, or the kind of white man that tattles all the time, or the kind of white man that, you know, it's like, we're not, it's like they're all racist now.
Yeah.
They're all racist now. That is
man.
A fucking tattletale white dude.
Yeah.
That's what he is, a little smarmy. Like, he's smarmy because he knows the rules back him somehow.
Yeah.
And that if you did something, you'd be the one assaulting him.
Yeah.
So he's smarmy. He's that dude.
Yeah.
Like, let's get back to reality.
Yeah.
There's so many different white dudes out there. I'm just saying, I want to celebrate them all. So he's a little tattletale bitch.
But she called a press conference after her Facebook Live.
Yeah, because she just happens to be somebody who's in government, who's in local government.
Yeah.
Right? So she does this thing, and she gets all these hits. And I guess you need the hits. You need a certain amount of hits to call a press conference.
Uh-huh.
That's why I haven't called one yet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't get enough hits.
Hits on your Facebook? Hits on what?
I think anything. I think if I put up a post about the kids that get enough hits on Instagram, I think I can call a press conference.
There's like a number appears, like you know who to call.
Somebody, just somebody. You just get DM, somebody hits you up in your DMs. It's like, I see you've gotten a certain amount of hits. I don't even know what the amount is. I can't even speculate.
No.
I can't even speculate.
But when it happens, you'll know.
Yeah. I mean, none of my friends have had press conferences either.
No.
And some of them have had like 1,000 hits.
It's more than that. It's like more than 1,000 hits.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
There was another politician, a guy, black guy from like Illinois or something, who tried to accuse. No, what? I don't know. Accusing a black kid. Somebody, some grown up accused a black kid of hitting his car with their door. And this person that was accusing was a politician. And the kid proved that his car door couldn't hit that person's door. And it was like all caught on tape.
Yeah. So the kid didn't hit the door.
No.
So, but that guy's just a douchebag.
Yeah.
He's not racist because the kid was black.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what's annoying about the world. It's like, you're going to accuse a black kid of something he didn't do? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when that girl was being annoying to my face and I told her to shut up.
Yeah.
And she was like, you're going to tell a woman to shut up? It's like, that's what you heard? I just said, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, you can identify however you want, but I'm telling you to shut up. You know?
But I'm a woman.
Yeah. So anyway, she calls a press conference at the grocery store. Meanwhile, because the video got so many hits that it was press conference worthy, it went viral.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you got to go viral.
Go viral.
You go viral, you get a press conference.
Mm, that sounds about right.
Yeah. And then since it went viral, he saw the video.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I got to protect my ass here. I got to go to this grocery store and see what I can do about this.
Mm-hmm.
He just went. He was just going to continue to play by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally stumbled onto a press conference about him. What are the odds?
Yeah, that'd be crazy, huh?
He jumped in and joined the press conference.
That's what you do. What do? You can't slink by behind, you know?
That's
like
his press conference.
Yeah, yeah, you walk up there.
Oh, that would be hilarious. You've never walked in the back. Just like kind of like sidestepped, just like through the press conference, hid behind a bush and just listen to it all.
Yeah.
Nah, he did a bold thing. You would have thought, like, with the two of them standing there, that he was the one that was taller. You know?
Yeah.
He was just so confident because he felt like he had the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And he was just being all smarmy, hands behind him. Everything she said, like, nope, that did not happen. That's not what I said. And then she was like, at one point, she accused him of being white in front of his face.
Yeah.
Which is something you can do now. You can accuse people of being white.
He is white.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
But you can make it an accusation.
Yeah.
You can just be like, it's like, if I accuse somebody of being white, the context is immediately implied that this person is the worst kind. He's toxic whiteness.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, you know, you're a white man. And he's like, I am not white. I'm Cuban. And she goes, no, you're white. Which should have been strike.
Everyone should have gone, ooh.
Yeah.
Back in the day, like that would have been like.
It's like, well, it's even now.
Even now, she crossed the line.
If somebody identifies as something, you can't say that they're not that thing.
That's
so
true.
That's a cross-sectional foul.
Yeah.
Right?
She did. Her base group,
and this is
she
where
offended them.
This is why it's fucking maddening to even see the world this way. Why are we even looking at the world this way?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we having this battle? Mm-hmm. Why are we having a who has the most struggle battle all the time?
Mm-hmm.
So right, because that's what she's trying to make this. She's trying to make this a put upon black woman against a overly privileged dwarf.
White man, privileged little white man.
I mean, but those are the people that end up in power, like the tiny white man.
Yeah.
Like every white man you see in power, you're like, I could choke the shit out of that powerful white man.
Yeah.
Give me 2 minutes in a room with that powerful white man, and I will destroy him.
Do you think about all the people on Shark Tank?
Oh,
you just
God,
get in the
yes.
room with them, you could take them all down.
I think that's what my product would be. Letting you walk out this room. Hi, my name is Cindy Gant, and I'm here to present letting you all walk out of this room without being fucked up. All right? I would like, I think, $100,000 for 25% stake in my company. I don't know how numbers work, but give me money, I won't fuck you up. Yeah, powerful white men can't fight, typically.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, so if he wasn't to somehow claim Cuban,
yeah,
which he does not look any Cuban, you know, but he's claiming it. So now it's like, do you force him to do one of those Ancestry.com things?
Yeah. You can't force him. Like you said, he gets to claim
Cuban.
Whatever he wants. Because even if he wasn't, he could still be like, but I grew up there. I really like the culture. I claim it.
Yeah. And then she's like, she stops trying to fight that battle during the press conference. He wins this press. He crushes.
Because there's always a winner in the press conference.
Yeah, there's always. There's always a winner and a loser. Yeah, I mean, typically you have a press conference sometimes just to remind people you are the winner.
Yes, yes.
It's like just remember, guys, I whipped that dude's ass.
So it's so funny.
Does anybody want to ask me how I did it? But yeah, that
the UFC, they make the winner and loser sit up there. The loser has to like answer questions about. You were talking a lot of shit before this fight, and
yeah,
you got beat. So
dude, my dream. Here's my UFC press conference dream, right? Mm-hmm. To be in a fight of the year UFC fight, back and forth, close decision, but I came out the winner. Mm-hmm. And nobody's mad about it. Everybody's cheered because they're cheering for the fact that I gave so much of my soul in that fight.
Yeah.
Based off of the damage that I took and how much I keep going for,
yeah,
right.
You have one of those fights, like,
and nobody
would have
been upset if he won either,
right? Yeah, you both hugged each other afterwards.
Yeah,
it was
a
beautiful
fact,
moment.
When I raised his hand for people to cheer,
that was beautiful.
Just as loud as when they cheered for me.
Yeah,
you know, people were tearing up.
Yeah,
about the fight.
Yeah,
we get in a press conference. Both of us are out there because we're both proud warriors.
Mm-hmm.
We're both facing this press conference because sometimes the losers don't come and do the press conference for the post fight.
Oh yeah,
but we're both proud.
Yeah,
we both in our hearts and minds won that fight.
Yeah.
Even though the judges had to give it to one of us.
Yeah.
They talked to him first. He talks about how gritty the fight was, how he never knew where he stood in the fight. His corner never really felt like they knew if he was winning or losing. It was the closest fight that he's ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to me, and I go, oh, I ain't see it like that at all, man. I knew I was fucking him up. I fucked him up the whole entire time. Because to the victor goes the spoils, bitch.
That's your fantasy, huh?
Yeah, that's my fantasy. To completely shit on this moment. And people be like, I don't know what happened. He's typically a very respectful post-fight interviewer. I don't understand why that happened. He normally dominates his opponents, and he's very respectful to them afterwards. Yeah, that's my dream. That's my dream. So let me see. What are we at here? All right, we're deep in it. I think you just, we're kind of, are we petering?
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling, you're ready to wind this one up?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's hot in the shed of love.
It is this, well, murder shed.
Murder shed.
Murder shed studios. Remember
we
branded that
yeah.
episodes ago.
Murder shed studio. It's hot in the murder shed studios.
Yeah, it is
right.
Hot. It is. It's
it
one of those.
Be, you know. One of us has a tank top on.
Yeah, it's your muscles. Your muscles. You're heating it up.
Mm-hmm.
You're heating it up in here. You're too jacked. You're too jacked for Murder Shed. Murder Shed. Man. I forgot shout outs again. I got to write them down.
Yeah.
Got to write them down. Man, if you're joining us from Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, if you're one of the dogs, thank you. Thank you for trying us out. Thank you for making it this far. You know?
Yes.
Because like that means, I guess you enjoyed it
yeah.
to some degree, you know? We didn't get into some of the topics and stuff that we typically get into. This is kind of a personal one. This got kind of like revolved around us the
yeah,
whole entire time.
It did.
But you know, I enjoyed it. We enjoyed producing it. I hope
mm-hmm.
you enjoyed listening to it. I hope you got something from it.
Mm-hmm.
A little introspection about the world.
Yeah.
If you're one of our regulars, come on, fucks with us. We love you. You're the best.
Yes.
The best fans in the world. You're all great. Listen, subscribe, share, rate, review. Do all the stuff you want. I mean, whatever. Don't, if you don't want to. Whatever. That stuff is dweeby. I mean, it's helpful.
Be the enforcer, Sydney. Embrace it.
I do it with podcasts. And I'm like, yeah, I really want to support you. But if you really want to support, go ahead and do it. If not, I mean, don't feel obligated. Still listen. Don't feel guilty if you're listening
yeah.
and you haven't rated or reviewed or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? It is what it is. Cause mm-hmm. live your life.
Live your life.
Live your fucking life.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, though.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate that.
Yes.
And next time we will be doing shout outs, because I don't remember, I don't even kind of remember the names of some of the people from Matt and Shane's podcast, which means our people aren't getting shout outs specifically either, you know, because I want to do them at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, our people know, they know the drill. They know that the shout outs are few and far between anyway, right? Mm-hmm. These new guys, they got to get on board. You gotta get on board.
It's not gonna happen. We love you, but
it happens sometimes.
The intention is there.
Most of the time, it doesn't. The momentum, I didn't lay them down. But we love you. Thank you for listening. The shout outs will happen next time.
Got you.